Yeah, it concerns you, doesn't it? Concerns me, that's for sure. All right, so Joe Biden was giving some medals at the White House yesterday. Not sure for what. And then he's got the Megatron teleprompter, of course. The Megatron prompter. And, of course, so he's going to read. He's going to read a poem. Right? He's going to read a poem. It's bite number 5, Joe Biden on the Megatron teleprompter, reading a poem. It went really great. Bite five.
Richard Blanco returned to a poem he wrote from the second inaugural of Barack and me. A poem, one today. It says, "And always one moon like a silent drum tapping every rooftop and every window on every in, of every county, country." Let me start this over again. I'm getting so intimidated by being here. "And always one moon like a silent drum tapping on every rooftop and every window of one country, county. All of us facing the stars. Hope, yeah. A new constellation waiting for us to map it, waiting for us to name it together."
Man, he is inspiring, isn't he? He is inspiring. Okay, so that was old Joe reading poetry. Yeah, old Joe reading poetry. Very, very, I don't know what you'd call it. Embarrassing might be a word that comes to mind. Yeah, that might be a word that comes to mind. Embarrassing. Reparations now on the table for the Biden administration. In case you missed it. Reparations because of what's going on in San Francisco, where they apparently plan to give $5 million to qualified black residents. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, it's good. It's bite number 6. What's the Biden administration going to do? Bite 6, listen.
Where does this administration stand on reparations for slavery and segregation and similar historic wrongs, specifically pertaining to black Americans?
So look, we understand that there's a legislation on the Hill currently on the study of reparations, and we think Congress is the appropriate venue for consideration on such action, and so we're going to leave it there for Congress to decide, to let them go through their process that they're taking at this moment. But I would lay out and speak to what the president has done.
Yeah, what the president. So they don't answer the question, of course. We skip that. By the way, when it comes to the war, Nikki Haley wants a war. She wants to fight Russia. She wants to get down with them. Yeah, she wants to get down with them. She says Ron DeSantis is on the wrong side of this deal. Kind of a long answer here, but I'll share it with you. Bite number 7 with Nikki Haley running for president, smacking around Ron DeSantis. Here it is.
DeSantis is completely wrong on this. This is not the time to get weak in the knees on Russia, which is what he's doing. This is the time to understand that the reason that Russia is trying to get our drones is because we've had weakness. The reason is because they hear this conversation. It's that same mentality that got us into the situation that we're in with China. We need to be forceful. Biden should have already, when that drone went down, Biden should have put 2 drones up there. We need to get our naval fleet back in the Black Sea. It never should have come out in the first place. And you put up a fighter jet if you have to. You send a message to them that there are consequences to pay and that we're not going to put up with it. The last thing you do is retreat and show them that we're not going to defend freedom. Because if we don't win this war in Ukraine, Poland and the Baltics are next. Putin has said that, and we are trying to prevent a world war. It's hugely important. DeSantis is showing weakness in this way. Trump was wrong in this way. You go and you make sure that you tell the entire world that when we win in Ukraine, this will send a message to China. It'll send a message to Iran. It'll send a message to North Korea. And that's how the U.S. leads.
I see. When we win this war, really? Really? Are we in this war? Of course we are. Of course we are. And that's why she said it that way. When we win this war, then this will happen. And when we win this war, well, they want the war badly, don't they? They sure do. They want it badly. They want to make sure that they can... Oh, they want to make sure that they have control over what happens. That's right. That's right. Anyhow, it's frightening, isn't it? It is frightening. And how about one more? Bite 11. Janet Yellen failing to mention bank failure, 6% inflation, more federal Fed interest rate increases, real wages falling at the fastest rate in 40 years, all while claiming the economy is doing so well. Janet Yellen is a complete imbecile, I've concluded. Listen to this. Bite 11. Go.
And take an economy that is performing very well. We've had the fastest recovery from a downturn that we've ever seen, and the fastest recovery of any nation around the globe. The unemployment rate is near a 50-year low. The economy is doing well.
The economy is doing well, except that it's not at all, in fact. Other than that, it's doing well, but it's not, in fact. Anyhow... It's quite a day, isn't it? They continue to try to spread the idea of COVID and pandemics and open borders are good and the economy is great and everything's just lovely. Lovely. Except that it's not. Except that it is absolutely not. Who knows? Make sure you go to SteveGruber.com. Read Liberty Page every day. If you don't, you won't grow up big and strong. Your growth will be stunted. Liberty Page, David Kaminer, my columns, John Solomon, who just sued the Department of Justice, and so much more can all be found at SteveGruber.com. You should be checking it out daily and sharing with your friends. I'll be right back.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you.